thoughts on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moments last. Just
good morning. This is a positively healthy show. My name is Dan Russo, and I'm here with my wife,
Alexandra Russo.
And we also
are taking over for Dr. Salas today. She couldn't be here today, so just wanted to send out a shout out to her. She's listening on the radio right now.
Hello, Maria.
And we also wanted to say that this show is sponsored by HealthWise Chiropractic, Dr. Maria Salas. Quality time, quality chiropractic care for the entire family. And it's conveniently located in downtown Reading. Call for an appointment, 227-3984. That's 227-3984. I was just at her the other week. She adjusted me a couple times, and I feel great now. So
we have a guest here that we want to introduce. So we're going to go through things little by little. But we want to say hello to Scott.
Scott LaFine.
Good morning.
He is a licensed psychotherapist who works with individual marriage and family counseling with a practice in Reading and Weaverville, Center for Creative Therapy. And we're here today to talk about many things that have to deal with the mind as far as helping your mind become more peaceful and helping with depression. So, Scott, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay, thanks. Thanks you guys for having me here.
Sure.
I'm a psychotherapist, and I guess just to begin with, I think that sometimes there's almost like a stigma with coming to psychotherapy, thinking that there has to be some big major problem or you have to have some major mental disorder or something. And what I like to say is that, you know, it's like, you know, when our car is broken down, we take it to the mechanic. When our teeth hurt, we go to the dentist, and life is hard. And, to me, it just makes good sense and to go to a place where it's safe and confidential and, comfortable to talk about struggles and to bounce it off as a person who's trained, skilled, and you know, genuinely caring about what's going on, and help to gain clarity, validation, being witnessed. And so that's really, to me, what psychotherapy in a nutshell is about. So
it's funny. Sorry to interrupt you, but it's funny because that's actually what I, you know, when I see patients in the hospital, you know, sometimes I talking to them, I get that feeling that, you know, certain problems are actually not necessarily related to an organ or anything else, but, you know, they seem to be more under mental stress than anything else.
Right.
And that's actually what because of the same stigma, I kind of go about saying the same thing. You know, you'd like to see an orthopedic doctor if you have a broken bone. You want to see a specialist who deals with the mind, you know, with all your problems when you have that kind of a problem. So, you know, don't be shy. Don't be afraid to actually go and talk about that because that's what you need.
That's great to hear because I think, you know, the blending is, it's really, we like to separate body, mind, spirit kind of thing, but I think that essentially it's all connected, very deeply connected.
Oh,
and,
me too.
You know, you see stress turns to, to physical manifestation
disease
pretty quickly. And it's one of the top, you know, one of the top threats to life in our country. And, and so taking care of stress is taking care of your body. And
I totally agree. And actually, if anyone has any questions for Scott during the show, please call 530-605-4567. So go ahead, Scott.
Okay. Well, you know, I wanted to start off really by sharing just a little story, and that is that yesterday I was out getting some lunch at a little cafe in Weaverville, and there was a sign on their wall on a little whiteboard, and it said, for just a minute, step outside and look up to the sky and remember how precious life is. And I was really just appreciating that that was there. But I was also really taken by the word remember and thinking that remember insinuates that we already know, how precious life is and that it's a recalling. Yeah. And so, you know, this, well, this morning I got up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. Okay. And, I stepped outside. I took this advice. I stepped outside and looked to the sky and took in the stars. It was a beautiful morning and the fresh, cold air and heard the creeks around our property and just felt that beauty and something in me just kind of like released and felt like I was almost like merging, like my consciousness kind of let go and was like merging with that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back in and started writing and thinking about what to talk about today, the words just kind of poured out and I started thinking about people who have inspired me and, you know, was looking them up on Googling and looking them up and getting quotes and I was thinking about what is this thing that connects so deeply to life, you know, in us.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realized is that, it's like we are life. That's essentially what we are. We are that nature. We are life. And so it's really life connecting to itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so that when we allow, ourselves to connect to our nature and, that there's, that in a sense there's health. And when we disallow that, when we do not allow life to kind of flow through us, that we are literally depressing the movement of life force through our bodies, through our minds, through our hearts and spirits. And
hence the word depression.
Exactly. And that the word depress literally means to push down, to deny, to not allow. Mm. And so when we are depressed, we are literally depressing ourselves.
Great. So we're going to find out more after this break.
You're listening to Positively Healthy on AM 1460 KCNR, community talk radio for the North State.
Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50? All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to the Positively Healthy Show. Your hosts today are Dan Rousseau and...
Alexandra Rousseau, and we have our guest today, Scott Lafine, licensed psychotherapist. While we were on break, a caller called in and asked if he could explain the definition of psychotherapy. So, Scott, what is the definition?
The definition of psychotherapy. You're probably going to get as many definitions as there are therapists out there, but I'll give you mine. Basically, you know, kind of like what I was saying initially, and that is that, you know, I think of psychotherapy as an opportunity to address, mental, emotional issues, spiritual issues that, that arise through just our natural living. There's, again, a lot of struggles and difficulties if you're a parent raising children, just facing life and financial issues and, just, you know, I think as soon as we, as soon as we're born, there's cultural, there's cultural conditioning, there's experiences of childhood, and there's just so many things that, you know, kind of get in the way of what I would just call maybe a natural, you know, we don't live in, nature so much anymore. And so there's just a lot of aspects of life that, that in a sense hinder what I was talking about previous to the commercial, which is just that natural connection to life within us and around us. And so I would say psychotherapy is really an opportunity to return to, and that experience of hopefully as pure an experience of life as we can and the permission in yourself to express it that way.
And it's interesting that you use the word remember because we do get busy in our everyday lives and we get so caught up with everything that we don't take that minute to just sit and take a deep breath and remember things. So
absolutely.
Going to someone and talking one-on-one like that is that time for you where you can just center yourself again and remember.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, the therapy that I do, and again, there's so many different models and ways of performing therapy, but in my work, I like to use experiential work, which can be, using art and expressive arts therapy. It can be with kids. I've done a lot of experiential play therapy. It can be through visualization. It can be authentic movement. Conversation, but experiential in that you, mm-hmm. as client are participating. It's not like, you know, you come in and ask and then I give you the answer to your,
right.
you know, problems. It's something that you have to, you know, all of us, myself included, have to experience and walk through. And so it's a relationship, the therapeutic relationship. It's one in which, you know, I would say that we're, you know, I would want to put out to anybody that you're coming into an environment where you're not being judged, where you're being recognized that life's difficult. And so again, this is a safe place in which to really look in the mirror, honestly, mm-hmm. with integrity and be able to, you know, experientially walk through diving down into that self and mm-hmm, finding permission mm-hmm. to be authentic.
Yes. So let me ask you this. So, you know, as a person out there, why and when would I think that, you know, that guy that, you know, talked on that radio could help me? When would be, you know, I mean, you know, people, I think in a normal person would say, you know, well, I'm not that sick. I don't, you know, I don't need that help. I mean, you know, it's kind of, it's when should people think of saying, you know, I could benefit from something like that. You know, I think it's very hard to make that judgment, that call. I think
it's a great question. Actually, I appreciate it because, you know, I think, you know, I sort of similar to, you know, I've looked at your website and I'm very much a proponent of preventive, you know, medicine and
that's drrusu.com.
And, you know, to me, you know, it's like you don't wait until you're sick to be healthy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, whether you're taking supplements or, you know, running and eating a good diet, getting good sleep, that kind of thing. You know, those are all part of good mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, as well as physical health. And so, certainly if a person were to, experience, a trauma or something like that, you know, that's a motivation to come to psychotherapy. But that doesn't have to be an extreme reason either. You know, to me, it's like, again, life is hard. And so you don't wait till your car's falling apart to go get the oil changed. And so anytime, just the need to bounce, you know, things off of somebody who's not part of your family, who's not going to hold it against you, and who's not going to judge, but rather a really safe environment to gain clarity, to look deeper into yourself is a wonderful opportunity. So.
And you are accepting new patients now?
Oh, yeah.
So if anyone wants to reach Scott, you could reach him at 530-623-2695. That's 530-623-2695. He's available in Reading and Weaverville.
So you're saying pretty much that what you're saying is preventive medicine, which I like, because that's what I'm all about these days. So that's all good. So I guess when we come back, we'll talk more about this.
This is KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Hi, I'm Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. And while we don't have green pets this month, March 16th is St. Patrick's Day at the Morgan Adoption Center. That means the first 17 adopters through the door at 11 a.m. can adopt a furry feline for only $17. Haven adoptions include more than just a new friend. It also includes spaying and neutering, vaccinations, microchips, health exam, and a 30-day supply of Vantage Multi for your new family member. There's a cuddly kitty just waiting for you. So come on by on Saturday, March 16th at 11 a.m. We're on East Side Road off 273.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to the Positively Healthy Show. Your host today, it's me, Dan Rousseau, and my wife, Alexandra. And we are here with Scott Lafine, who is a psychotherapist in town. And we are talking about preventive medicine. How about that? That sounds funny. But that's what.
Does it sound funny?
It's funny because, I mean, you didn't think that a psychotherapist would be talking about preventive medicine. It's unexpected for me because I wouldn't, you know, so what you're saying, I mean, you know, it's just like if you do things ahead of time, don't let things build up. Just kind of do a check on you once in a while. So what's that once in a while? So, I mean, I've never seen a psychotherapist. Do I need to go and see a psychotherapist now? Do I have to?
Yes.
You know, is it?
The answer is yes.
Do I need to go
I think
and
we
see
all need it.
I mean, you know, I mean, it's an honest question because,
right.
I mean, I never, you know,
it's,
I'm in that position where I think I'm healthy, I'm doing okay. Why do I need to see somebody?
I mean, you're giving me a great opportunity to just sort of plug the field here, but, yeah, you know, I mean, it's just, again, just like medicine, I would say it's best form, I would say it would be preventive and certainly is at times, and as well as responding to acute needs and like I said, traumas and, you know, anything like that as well. But yeah, I mean, I would have to admit that is my personal philosophy is that, you know, you can, you know, if you pay attention to your life and you notice that you're maybe drinking a little more alcohol than you think you should, or you're, you know, sitting on the couch and watching a little more TV than you think you should.
Or overeating.
Or you're overeating, you know, and it's like, and you can, it's easy to not connect those to mental health and emotional well-being, mm-hmm. and realize that you're, you know, feeding yourself and taking care of something that really, that's not the issue. You're not really hungry. You're not really thirsty. That you're feeding something else, and that something else is a lot of times what I would call sort of a distance from yourself.
And why would people want to be distance from themselves?
Well, distance from pain, distance from not recognizing, you know, maybe in relationship, you know, that there's, you're not getting the validation, the love, the connection with a spouse or a partner. And so rather than, you know, I don't know how to address this, it just turns into a fight all the time. And so I'll just kind of numb out and watch TV all night. And that turns into a pattern and a routine. Mm-hmm. And so, and addressing those things, you know, is painful a lot of times initially, but it leads to that authentic kind of connection that really deepens life and ultimately leads to a much deeper, what I would call joy and contentment, right, in living. You know, it's sad. I've worked with so many people who at middle age will come in and say, you know, I've lived all my life and I don't know who I am. Mm. And it's a real despair, and it's a sad and sort of existential kind of crisis. And that could be prevented, but even in that moment, it's just about, like, again, turning to that mirror and really being able to look honestly and begin to tap into that sort of integrity and authentic self, and learn how to express yourself and get to know who you are.
Because I'm coming from the medical background.
Since you are an MD.
Since I am an MD. Yes. Do you need to talk to your doctor first? Do you need to go to your primary care physician and say, I have this kind of a problem, and you're waiting for your primary care physician to recognize that problem and say, no, you need to go and talk to Scott about this? Or do I just come directly to you?
You can certainly, most of the clients that I get come directly, but I have several clients that have also come through referrals from doctors.
And you accept insurance?
That, right, I do accept insurances. No, you know, you just recognizing that it would be helpful to address the need and make the call. And sometimes that's the most difficult part, is just the recognition and admitting, you know, I need to do something
about this. The hardest part, probably, I would think. And I find it really interesting, the words depression and expression. Like you were saying, when you're depressed, it's like you're compressing, you're shoving down, you're stuffing down what you want to come out, or what's in there that, you know, needs to be expressed. And to express is to let it out. So.
Right. That's exactly. I mean, that's a very essential part of my own personal approach and philosophy, is that the opposite of depressing is to express. And so to express is literally to put forth, to manifest, to put out there. And that is the opposite of to depress and to push down. And so to me, to have an opportunity to express yourself, whether that be through a creative arts kind of process, through talking, through crying, through laughing, these are all forms of expression. Even running and exercise is a form of expression. And that's what, you know, getting back to my original story of that we are life, and life is constantly manifesting. It's constantly in motion. And when we tap into that's essentially what we are, is right. Life. Mm-hmm. And when we, what I was saying before, when we depress life, that's what we feel, is we feel depressed. We are not allowing life to be expressed through us. When we give life expression, it directly counters that, and there's a sense of power and beauty and authenticity that is better than any of the sort of self-soothing things that we do to not feel the pain.
Mm-hmm. This is so interesting. And again, if people would like to reach Scott, his phone number is 530-623-2695. And people are welcome to come in, call in with any questions they might have. 530-605-4567 is the number to the radio station. Yeah, and I'm also...
Talking about what you were saying, you know, I can definitely say that I've seen all these manifestations in my practice.
With your patients at the hospital?
With the patients in the hospital where all they are not able to express themselves, and over time they build up inside, and they get to the point where they get to the physical manifestations.
Right.
And we are a lot of times fooled by the fact that, you know, you see a physical manifestation, but you don't want to see beyond that. So they get stuck in the treatment. They get stuck into that point where saying, well, I have this problem. I have this pain. I have this. And they don't want to go beyond that.
Exactly.
They're always trying an easier, can you give me a pain pill? Can
right.
You
give me,
again,
right.
Numbing it out.
You know, I mean, thank you for bringing that up. You know, it's I like to look at it as, you know, using the analogy of the iceberg. And it's like when we see those physical manifestations, that's the part of the iceberg that we see. That's the tip of the iceberg. And then we've got 90% below the surface that we tend not to look at and not to address.
It's painful.
Because it's hard and it's painful. And quite honestly, you know, a lot of times we're not taught how to do that.
Right. Yeah.
And so, and that's what, you know, to me, again, that's what therapy is about, is the opportunity to dive down and take a look.
So this is KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. We'll be back in just a bit.
Slow down. You move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. You get the dissertation and the elimination with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology, the hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the cool and the music is as smooth as with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kicks with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Slow down.
Welcome back to the Positively Healthy Show. Your host today, Dan Russo, and my wife,
Alexandra Russo. And I'd also like to say that this segment of the show is sponsored by Tor Industries, high-tech mechanical design, fabrication, automation. Need help with your project? Call Tor Industries and call on their years of expertise. For more information, please go to torind.com. That's torind.com, T-O-R-R-I-N-D. So we're here with Scott Lafine, licensed psychotherapist, talking about depression. Before we left, we were talking about how people kind of cover up their symptoms of pain. My husband being Dan, being a physician in town, sees that all the time. So you were saying that you noticed that people...
Yeah, we run that across as a hospitalist. We see these patients that come in. They're fairly young, and you know, you don't find... We do a lot of tests, obviously, because we, you know, they're our job. We do our job, and we try to figure out, you know, is your pain coming from here or from there? And ultimately, you don't find anything, and you see this patient that pretty much what they want, it's just pain management. They want medicine to cover up their pain. They are not ready to deal with their pain, and they are not ready to look beyond their pain. And that's very difficult to bring across and say, you know, it's your pain. We don't find anything. That means that it's probably coming from somewhere else, and trying to reroute them towards saying, you know, maybe it's, you know, you had some mental stress that is maybe causing that. Some people are not ready to accept that.
Well, you know, to me, this is, it's moving toward, what I guess I might call my own sort of personal philosophy. You know, I think that we're in a culture of kind of immediate gratification, mm-hmm. You know, where we like to get our quick fix, and it's really promoted in so many arenas, you know, just fast foods and, you know, video games and all that kind of thing. And I'm not completely knocking those things, but, you know, there's, I think, an overabundance of, you know, get your needs met now. And we tend to, you know, faster is always better. I am definitely a proponent of people getting outside, of people, you know, getting into nature. I think there's a definite connection between nature and mental, emotional, spiritual health and physical health.
And you also do that, don't you? Wilderness expeditions?
I do. I have an organization called Ascend Wilderness Experience that... been guiding wilderness trips with youth for 14 years.
Oh, that's so great.
And, you know, just in that, you know, it's like these experiences where, you know, kids will come out and, you know, initially we'll tell them they can't bring any watches or iPods or anything like that. And they're like, well, how are we going to know when to eat? You know, and it's like your stomach's going to tell you, you know, and how are we going to know when to sleep? It's like your eyes will get heavy and you'll want to go to sleep. And then by the end of the trip, you know, they're just absolutely amazed by their own capacity and their own comfort level. And just there's, you know, the transformations that I've gotten to witness, in wilderness experiences has just been some of the most rewarding experiences I've ever had. And so, you know, these connections to, again, I think that the reason is that it taps directly into our personal nature, that mm-hmm. we are nothing other than nature itself. And so when we immerse ourselves in it, it taps into that, and there's transformation.
And that's what we believe, that health is interconnected. It's not just the body. It's also the mind. It's also your environment. It's also your spirit. It's feeding different parts of yourself, feeding your soul, feeding your mind. It's all about what you feed yourself with, you know, on some very symbolic levels. So.
Right. There's, you know, I mean, a word that hasn't come up yet in our conversation is meaning. And I think that, you know, I just heard this online summit about a week or two ago. It was called The Power of Purpose, and it talked a lot about meaning in life. And there's been studies now that the statistic they quoted was that people who tend to feel a passionate sense of meaning and purpose live 7 years longer than those who don't. That's a lot of days.
I could see that. I mean,
you know,
yeah, if you're happy with your life, you want to stick around.
Yeah. And it promotes health. You know, it promotes health. And when you wake up in the morning wanting to get out of bed, mm-hmm. that there's, you know, there's energy in your body, that things happen, you know, physiologically as well as emotionally, that are life enhancing. And those experiences that I've found, like in nature, when we connect with, you know, what I keep talking about is authenticity. It's an overused word today, but it's a good word.
And I love that word.
When we connect with our own, you know, with our own nature, there is a deep sense of meaning in that. Beyond, you know, we have this endless attempt at finding meaning through a better car or a, you know, another partner who's going to love me more or whatever it may be. And it's just this endless, endless, you know, searching for something that's really, there's a great story I'd like to share. It's, something I read years and years and years ago. And that is that, there was this musk deer and the musk deer smelled this beautiful fragrance and it went in search all over the world for where the source of this beautiful fragrance. And it was, you know, went high and low and at the point of exhaustion finally wandered and fell off the edge of this cliff and died in search of this beautiful fragrance. And of course, you know, ultimately the fragrance came from itself. And it's kind of, it's a great analogy we're constantly seeking through means that are actually detrimental to our health and well-being. And it's like, if we're willing to stop and, you know, go back to that iceberg, if we're willing to dive down and go through that, that there's a sense of meaning and joy that is beyond anything that any of those things can give to us.
You know, I was also thinking on a biological level, this idea of stress and the fact that it does on a biological level transform our body into being more acidic. Even the way we think, it changes our saliva, the pH of our saliva and our urine. So I could see how stress or any sort of mental anguish can, you know, potentially transform your body and form into disease like what you see at the hospital.
Right. And I think that just kind of changing a little bit, you know, I think that we can actually open up a center and say we, you know, between you and me, we can offer people about 22 years extra of life, 7 years of relaxation,
nice,
plus another 15 years of being vegan, and gain another 22 years of healthy life. How about that?
Sounds
that'd be
good.
Great.
It doesn't get better than that.
So,
new partnership. That sounds great.
This is KCNR, 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State. We will be right back with Scott LaFine, psychotherapist.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol, thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on and...
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
This is the Positively Healthy Show, and you're... us today are Dan Russo and Alexandra.
Russo, that would be me.
Yes, and we are here to fill in for Dr. Maria Salas, who couldn't be here today, and we thank her.
Health-wise chiropractic.
Right, and we're here to thank her again for the opportunity to bring us here from as a guest initially, and now giving us the opportunity to actually host the show.
And pretty soon we're going to be having our own show starting next month. And to find out more about Dr. Russo, you can go to drrussu.com, drrussu.com. And today our guest is Scott LaFine, licensed psychotherapist in Reading and Weaverville. You can reach him at 530-623-2695. We're talking about depression and authentic expression, the two polar opposites. So, Scott, enlighten us some more.
Well, I hope that's happening. That's great. Well, I wanted to share one of many of my favorite quotes that really pertains to some of what we're talking about. And this is a quote by Martha Graham, who is a wonderful dancer, choreographer, and just person in general. And this is the quote. She said, "There is a vitality, a life force, an energy, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all of time, this expression is unique. And if you block it, it will never exist through any other medium, and it will be lost. The world will not have it. It is not your business to determine how good it is, nor how valuable, nor how it compares with other expressions. It is your business to keep it yours clearly and directly, to keep the channel open. You have to keep yourself open and aware to the urges that motivate you. Keep the channel open. No artist is pleased. There is no satisfaction whatever in any time. There is only a queer, divine dissatisfaction, a blessed unrest that keeps us marching and makes us more alive than the others." And I just think that's a really beautiful expression of this, that kind of longing that we were talking about, that musk deer, you know, that search, and that it's sort of like this bittersweet, sort of painful, beautiful longing for this thing, which I think is really that sense of life, of nature within us. And
I just posted that on my Facebook page recently.
Is
I got
right?
it from the book Blessed Unrest. Yeah.
Because
I loved it so much. It just, when I read it, it just, something really clicked there. It felt like, yes, this is it. This is exactly what that unrest is about all the time, you know, as we go through our daily lives. We know that there's something more, and what we're searching for really is ourselves. It's like we are what we've been waiting for, but
exactly.
We just don't see that. Like that deer didn't see that it was that, you know, beautiful scent that it was searching for.
Right. There's a great quote from St. Francis. He says, "What we are looking for is who is looking."
Mm-hmm.
And that's, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
But see, on the other side of things, it's like we're looking for these things, and we're wanting to be happy in our lives, and we're trying to do that by avoiding pain. But then there's also the other side of it. Sometimes we're not just afraid of our pain and our inabilities to do things. We're also afraid of our power and our success. And there's a quote by Marianne Williamson, which I just posted on my Facebook page recently because I just love her and I love what she had to say here. This is my all-time favorite. "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others." So can you speak about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, actually, I have that exact quote on my wall at my Weaverville office. And to me, that's kind of almost like the mission statement of psychotherapy, I would say. It's like, you know, people think about psychotherapy as being, you have a problem, you're feeling bad, you're in pain, and so you're trying to get to okay, being okay. But to me, what that speaks to is getting to awesome, getting to really thriving and manifesting the beauty and the gorgeousness and the awesomeness that we are, that our nature is. And you know, it's like I had this experience years ago. I was doing a workshop with Jon Kabat-Zinn in mindfulness meditation. And at the end of that week, I had this experience of like that I was this galaxy and I had this longing to like look into the eye of another galaxy and what I was longing for was just to have this combination experience of yes. Just that, just yes, you are life, you are this creation, you are this brilliance that Marianne Williamson talks about. And And yeah, a lot of times we are afraid to be that radiant being, and it's easier to sort of sit down and not,
shrink around other people, not let your light shine because you feel like maybe you're being intrusive or, you know, you're bothering people, but that's who you are.
So from your perspective, how do you encourage people to do that? I mean, obviously you have a practice and, you know, this is what you're doing in your practice is just telling people, listen, just don't be afraid. Just go ahead.
Well, it's more than that. And that is again back to the reason to me that I really like, therapy to be experiential because you have to taste it. I can sit there and tell you about it all day, but until you walk through that experience, it's just something in your head. And so in therapy and in my practice, it's going to be experiential. And so you begin to taste this experience of this deeper aspect of self coming through and manifesting. You know, my wife is producing, Romeo and Juliet with the high school right now. And I've gotten to work with them. I'm building the sets and doing the sound and working with the kids. And I was telling them, you know, you guys got to really put yourself into this. And they were kind of holding back. And I just said, you know, you have this opportunity to have this experience of William Shakespeare, this incredible wordsmith coming through you. And this will be better than any drug or alcohol you could ever imbibe, you know. And they had their opening night last night. And as soon as it was, they did incredibly well. They just went over the top. And this, like the one girl who played Juliet's mother came running up to me after the show and she gave me this big hug. She goes, Scott, you know, when Juliet died, I actually cried. I was like really crying. And other kids were coming up and they were just so elated with their experience. And that was them permitting this to come through them. And they tasted the experience of authentic expression in that moment. And that's what to me we do in psychotherapy is we offer and promote and you know support and direct experience of authentic expression. And so it's not just me giving you information, it's very real.
So it could be someone painting, someone exercising, someone
movement,
all these things. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
Down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Reading Rancheria and Wind River Casino would like to thank everyone who attended a Mardi Gras Masquerade, A Year to Remember 2013. We would like to thank the Keyhole Mystery Theater and Front and Center Dance Studio for their wonderful entertainment. It always brings us joy to recognize the amazing organizations we partner with. This year, we were proud to recognize the Shasta Treatment Center with an extra award for all the work they do. It's because of organizations like you that our area is a true community. We would also like to thank all our sponsors for their support, especially KCNR.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to the Positively Healthy Show. Your guests today are Dan Rousseau and Alexandra Rousseau. We are here because we are filling in for Dr. Maria Salas.
HealthWise Chiropractic here in Reading. She's the chiropractor at HealthWise Chiropractic, and
we're here today with Scott.
We're new at this, can you tell?
we're here with Scott Lafine, and we were talking about different things. He's a psychotherapist, and we're just trying to kind of see how that it's important for you.
For your health.
And I wanted actually to ask you before the break, I'm a person who likes to do things for himself. So, you know, I don't like to go to the gym, but I like to work out at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people that, you know, they don't want to go to see a psychotherapist. What can you do at home? I don't think there is anything that you know, if you can do certain things at home, you can take care of yourself. I'm saying home. You can take care of certain things without getting to the point where you need help in a way or another.
Sure.
So what would you recommend as part of your preventive?
One of the things that I always talk to clients about is, I kind of have this like back to basics questions, and that is, how are you eating? How are you sleeping? How are you exercising? Do you have some kind of creative outlet? And do you have some sort of, you know, it can be called a spirituality, but I really think of it as, a sense of meaning. And that those are things that, you know, if you are really attending to those, what I'll call sort of fundamental building blocks of life, that those will foster health, and that, you know, you don't need a therapist to do those things. It can be helpful, but it's also something you can do on your own. Relaxation exercises, any kind of stress reduction things. I mean, and that's something that we do in therapy is teach ways to self-monitor and to take care of yourself outside of the therapy. It's a funny profession in the same way that yours is, in that, you know, it's like our task and our job is to work ourselves out of business. You know, we want our clients to get better and to not, you know, need to come and there's all kinds of things that a person can do at home. So that's, yeah.
I mean, so also it's just doing things that make you happy, right?
Right. You know, and that's, you know,
finding
again, to me, the bottom line is going back to that sense of expression. And so, you know, what ways that you can keep allowing the metaphor that really works for me is life is kind of like, I see our lives, ourselves, as sort of like the river bed, and life is like the water flowing through. And if we, when we don't allow that flow to flow through us, when we dam it up, then we feel that's depression. That's denying life to flow through, and that suffering happens. And when we allow life to flow through us to express in whatever form you're drawn to, whether that's cooking a beautiful meal or the way you dress in the morning to being a, you know, an orchestra violinist, you know, whatever your form of expression, that you give yourself permission to express day by day by day by day. And that will go a long ways towards you know, what we call emotional health.
So it sounds like it's not so much like what you're doing, it's the experience of what you're doing, and it's just a matter of going out and experiencing those things. It's not something you can really grasp, it's just something you have to live through.
True.
I guess if I had, you know, I mean, I'm listening to you guys left and right, and think about it, put it in one word, is love. Finding the love in doing something.
Love
be
yourself,
happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, love yourself.
There's a Rumi quote that says, be the love that we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or what was it? No. It's let the love that we are be what we do.
Yeah. I remember that.
And that's exactly what you're saying. And that is, that's true.
If you'd like to experience what psychotherapy is like, Scott Lafine has a office in Reading and Weaverville Center for Creative Therapy, and you can reach him at 530-623-2695.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you for coming on. It was great. We'd like to have you back on when we have our show.
Yeah, when we have our show, hopefully we'll be back with us. I'd love to talk more about all this interesting stuff.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the Positively Healthy Show. Thank you very much for listening. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
All right, thank you, Dan and Alex and Scott and Nancy Sutton Pierce is next with the Conscious Living Show on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The first woman to be the Republicans' candidate for vice president has a message for her fellow conservatives.
Let's be clear about one thing. We're not here to rebrand a party. We're here to rebuild a country.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin speaking to the Conservative Political Action Conference near Washington, where a survey will command some attention.
One of the headlines each year at CPAC is the results of the presidential straw poll, who people here want to see as the next president. Mitt Romney won last year, his fourth win. Texas Congressman Ron Paul often does well, thanks to the high numbers of college students who often come to this event. They've been doing the straw poll since 1976, but only two winners of the CPAC straw poll have gone on to become president, Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush.
Fox's Molly Henneberg at CPAC in Oxon Hill, Maryland. More test launches from North Korea. South Korea's government saying two short-range missiles were fired into the water that separated